January 31st, 1893. Remarks at Parkville, Michigan. Ellen G. White. January 12, 1861. Just 3 months to a day before the first gun was fired on Fort Sumter, the Seventh-day Adventist meeting house in Parkville, Michigan was dedicated. At the close of a discourse by Elder White, Sister White gave a stirring exhortation, after which she took her seat in a chair. In this position, she was taken off in vision. The house was crowded with people, and it was a most solemn place to be in. After coming out of the vision, she arose, and looking about the house, she said, "There is not a person in this house who has even dreamed of the trouble that is coming upon this land. People are making sport of the secession ordinance of South Carolina, but I have just been shown that a large number of states are going to join that state, and there will be a most terrible war. In this vision, I have seen large armies of both sides gathered on the field of battle. I heard the booming of the cannon and saw the dead and dying on every hand. Then I saw them rushing up, engaged in hand-to-hand fighting, bayoneting one another. Then I saw the field after the battle, all covered with the dead and dying. Then I was carried to prison and saw the suffering of those in want who were wasting away. Then I was taken to the homes of those who had lost husbands, sons, or brothers in the war. I saw there distress and anguish." Then looking slowly around the house, she said, "There are those in this house who will lose sons in that war."